Excited to dive into how to transform your life and your business outlook today on the Flamingo Advantage podcast. Welcome in.
Are you tired of feeling like you have to hide your faith in order to be successful in business? Welcome to the Flamingo Advantage podcast, where Christian marketing and client experience coach Katie Horner leads you to embrace your uniqueness, to see the marketplace as a mission field and your business as an act of worship.
We're talking about positive mindset today. This is not just a state of mind. It's actually a way of life. I'm Katie Horner, your host. I'm so excited to have you here. One of the things that I really have made an intentional choice over the last 10 years of our business life is to be able to see things, to be able to flip perspectives. And today we're talking about flipping perspective. And you may call it mindset. You may call it choices. You may call it choosing to guard your thoughts, whatever you want to call it. That's what we're talking about, is choosing to see the good, choosing to see the optimistic side, choosing to see it half full rather than half empty. And each of us have that choice. And we not only have that choice for ourselves, but we also have that choice for the people that we lead in our business. And again, I'm going to quote something by Ed Milette, the author of The Power of One More. He says, quote, "A positive mindset is not just a state of mind. It is a way of life. Choose to see the good in every situation and watch your life transform," end quote. You'll also find lots of Tony Robbins quotes and things like this. A lot of even the older personal development people will have quotes along these lines. And the reason is not because it's trite. It's not because it's popular. It's because it works. It's scriptural. It has its basis in a scriptural lesson. And the lesson for us is that we get to choose. We get to embrace positivity as a lifestyle of choice. And we get to witness the transformation that that brings for us. And the only reason that we can do that is because of what God did for us. Philippians 4:8 in the New Testament says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report," says, "if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." There's another scripture that talks about taking captive our thoughts and submitting them to the knowledge of Christ, submitting them to what we know to be true about God. And that is the power we have to flip any situation into the positive. My faith doesn't change my situation. It changes my reaction to it. It changes the way that I view my situation. When I can recognize that my God is sovereign over all, he is in control of all. He has not lost control. He hasn't been duped by this situation or this person or whatever the case may be. He's fully in control. He fully knows and he fully allowed or ordained this situation, whatever it is, for my good and his glory. And when I know that to be true, I can choose to think along the lines of things that are truth. This is why truth is the first one in that list. Whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous, praiseworthy, those are the things I get to choose to think on. But I'm not a robot. I wasn't just created to do this automatically. I get to choose. That is the beauty of the free will that God has given us, that we get to choose. It means more when we choose. And when we choose to see things that way, we can see things. Here's another one you've heard before. I can choose to see it as happening to me or for me. And that's another place where it's God working for my good and his glory in this situation. And so we can shift that perspective. And when we shift our thoughts to focusing on truth in a situation that may be less than desirable in our life and business. And when we are able to focus on that truth, when we're able to calm our thoughts back to the grounding, the foundation that is sure, that is unwavering, then that allows us to think right thoughts because we are basing our thoughts on truth that we believe about our God. It all comes back to our God. This is something that we teach in our Business with God membership as well, which, by the way, if you're interested, businesswithgod.online is where you can register for that monthly membership for Christian entrepreneurs. But everything goes back to truth. Who is my God? What do I know about him? And based on that, how do I respond? What is my response supposed to be in a way that will glorify God in this situation, be it a business situation, a personal situation, I can start today to choose to think on things that are true. And that will shift my perspective to focusing on the positive aspects of every situation. And you may say, well, Katie, you don't know my situation. You don't know how negative it is, how dark it is, how completely out of my control it is. It doesn't matter that I don't know that. What matters is the truth. And God says, I have not lost control. All things are possible with me. If you listen to that episode, all things are possible for God. He is our provider. He is our savior. He is the one who can transform our lives. But it starts with us believing the truth, choosing to think on the truth, choosing to instruct our mind to think that way. It's not that I get bombarded with all these thoughts. You may, but you have the liberty. You have the ability to reject certain thoughts and focus on true thoughts. You can do that. Take some practice. That's part of renewing the mind day by day. It's a daily choice. I don't just wake up today and be like, oh, great. My mind is all renewed. I don't have to think about that anymore. I get to choose every moment of every day if I'm going to think on truth, if I'm going to think on doubt, if I'm going to think on criticism and negativity. I get to choose. And when I choose to believe what God has said about himself in his word, when I choose to believe what he has said about me, when I choose to believe what he has said about money, when I choose to believe what he has said about direction, when I focus on those things, when I'm walking with him, talking with him on a daily basis, then I can also choose to make the right response to whatever situation that I am in. And the call to action for you today, the thing that I'm desiring for you is that you will see your choice in the situation. As the leader of your business, as the leader of your team, as the leader of your clients or your customers, you get to choose how you think today. You get to choose what you believe on, what you meditate on, what we rehearse to ourselves becomes a belief. You get to choose what that is. And I'm encouraging you to choose truth, to go back to the word and to choose what God says and let that be the foundation and the belief for everything that you do. And when you do that, you will be able to have a positive lifestyle, what the world calls positivity. You will be able to transform your life and your business because you are now walking with what is possible with God and not focus on the negativity that can destroy. Our God is a creative God. He's not a destructive one. He creates. The enemy is the one who tries to destroy. And so when we are aligning our thinking, when we are choosing to believe and choosing to let those beliefs instruct our thoughts, we are choosing to guard those thoughts and think those thoughts that are pleasing to him, thinking on things that are true. Again, that list from Philippians 4:8, true, honest, just, lovely, pure, of good report, virtuous, praiseworthy. Those are the things that we choose to think about. And that will instruct then our words and our actions, and we will be able to flip any situation. I'm thinking of, you know, it rains on your day, and well, you can choose to thank God for the rain and the blessing of that, or you can choose to complain because you might get wet going to your air-conditioned car, right? We really, really need to focus on seeing our God as the one in control who knows all and is all good, and being able to focus on those truths to instruct our response to whatever today's frustration is, and recognize that those frustrations are often just divine interruptions that can lead us back to him if we let them. Hope that this encourages you. There's more where this came from. Look up the Business with God membership at businesswithgod.online. We'd love to have you there as one of our monthly members. And as a monthly member, you get access to trainings like this on a monthly basis. We also do live interactive coaching calls once a month for our members. There are prayer calls and community accountability calls, really building a strong community of entrepreneurs of like faith. And we would love to have you participate with us over there. Businesswithgod.online. Get the link in the show notes. And we look forward to seeing you again in another episode.
If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend and consider joining our free listener community at theflamingoadvantage.com. Remember, my friends, your message matters and your voice is needed. Don't be afraid to let your flamingo show.